Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Businesses and homes along John Deere Road will be fully accessible by the end of next week. Over the last 7 months, drivers have been using four temporary lanes between I-74 and 70th Street in Moline. The Illinois Department of Transportation says next week McCarthy Construction will shift eastbound traffic onto the new lanes. Westbound traffic will continue to use the temporary lanes over the winter, and the barrier wall will be removed. Side streets with turning lanes will be fully accessible next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. McCarthy is ahead of schedule on the $65 million project and is on track to complete the six-lane expansion next year. The IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union wants to build its new headquarters in Moline, and tonight the City Council will consider selling 8 acres of city-owned property in the 2500 block of River Drive. Amy Orr, Vice President of Marketing, says the credit union's main offices are bursting at the seams, and many central support offices are scattered throughout the Quad Cities at other branches.
The support services that we have that are not here within our corporate office that we're looking to bring back in with the new building include our mortgage team, our call center. We have our training department is located out, as well as our business services, our insurance, and investment services.
The IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union has offered to buy the site for $2.9 million. It's also asking Moline Alderman to approve a tax increment financing district for the property. The income tax, property taxes, and Mike Madigan were the focus today for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner during a campaign stop in the Quad Cities. He told workers at Parr Instruments Company in Moline that his number one priority is to reduce their tax burden.
We got to do two things. We got to roll back the Madigan income tax hike that got done over my veto in June, roll that back down so it's back down to 3% where it was for a long time, not keep it up around 5% where it's at right now. So, big priority. The other thing is we got to help you with your property taxes.
Rauner's other priorities as he begins to run for a second term are term limits, another jab at longtime House Speaker Mike Madigan, and urging Illinois voters to make candidates for the Illinois House promise not to elect Madigan to another term. As he said, you have the ability because you vote for the people who give him the power. The governor also toured the 118-year-old company in Moline. With a workforce of 103, it makes scientific instruments, and more than half of its production is exported. Well, Augustana College plans to renovate another building, Bergendorf Hall of Fine Arts, which is adjacent to Centennial Hall, will be turned into a state-of-the-art music building. Last year, the school in Rock Island built Bruner Theater in the former student center across the street. Sam Schlauk, the college's major gift officer, says the project will be completed in several steps.
Adding a couple of rehearsal spaces, adding a small performance space, adding some classroom space, as well as some student collaboration and ideation space, which is really exciting in this building that hasn't really been touched very much in terms of updates since it was built in the late 50s.
Donations from Augustana alumni and others will pay for the $8 to $10 million project. And Schlauk says the college has already received a $1 million commitment from a former member of the choir. He hopes work on renovating Bergendorf can begin in 2019. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.